An ordinary superpower is the ability to take suggestions. Would you learn with me why taking suggestions is an everyday superpower? Because I think this gives each of us the ability to really craft ourselves into a super person, a superman, a superwoman, with real life, ordinary, everyday superpowers. If you enjoy this video format, a little something different, would you please leave a like on the video to help me understand that this is a good way to be of service to you? If this sucks and it's horrible and you hate it, would you please leave a dislike on it to let me know that I would better serve you doing something different? I'm on vacation in Detroit, and you can see I'm in the Embassy Suites conference room here. I just sat down in here. Nobody told me I could come in here or anything. I just found a door that was open to one of the conference rooms. I rolled in here. I've got some snacks. These are some of my favorite snacks. And I really like the tomato ones. I just sat down in here and I'm making a couple of videos. What was I talking about? Suggestions. Taking suggestions is a superpower, and I'm actually doing this because of several suggestions. I've seen consistent comments saying, "Jerry, you're so hyped up. Why do you shout at us in your videos all the time? You should try to do some videos that are more calm and relaxed." And I took that suggestion. I'm sitting down. I'm in a different place. I also got lots of suggestions that I saw on the YouTube comments and on Steam. "Jerry, please film some videos somewhere else. Do something a little more exciting. Do something a little different." I've taken that suggestion. I'm sitting down. I'm in a new place. And the best place you chose was the Embassy Suites conference room. Boring. So I sat down in the Embassy Suites conference room, and I've taken a suggestion. I'll show you what the opposite of taking a suggestion looks like in case you don't know what I'm talking about. The opposite of taking a suggestion is to continue having the same problem. For example, for years in my life, I struggled with about all kinds of problems. I was 70 pounds heavier than now. I was fat, overweight, close to morbidly obese. I struggled with moods. I often would get way over anxious, stressed out, depressed. I struggled with alcoholism, where I would drink, and so many people would say to stop drinking, to go to AA, to go to the gym more. For years of my adult life, I kept having the same problems over and over again. And the people around me who loved me kept suggesting ways that I could have a better life as I complained to them about my life. And guess what? I kept doing the same things and getting the same result. I remember when I was a police officer, my dad telling me, as I'd called him with another hangover at work, complaining about my life and how I felt, he's like, "Boy, why don't you go be a bartender?" As I'm sitting there complaining about this thing with that girl or whatever, and my money, and he's like, "Why don't you be a bartender? You'll make better money than you're making as a police officer. Cash money you can go out and spend at the bar. You don't even have to pay tax on." I mean, you're supposed to, but he told me, "Why don't you be a bartender? You'll meet girls all the time there. You can stay up late. You can go out. You can have fun. You can party. Why do you want to be a police officer? The things you're doing in your life being a police officer is not helping you get what you want. Why don't you go be a bartender?" And I thought that was the dumbest suggestion. I said, "That's stupid. Why would I be a bartender? I want to be a police officer." And soon enough, they got tired of my crap and encouraged me to quit as a police officer. That was the opposite of taking suggestions. I had problem after problem all the time with my drinking, with my moods, with my eating, with my diets, with girls, and all the people around me that loved me kept giving me suggestions, which I continuously ignored. Now, you might say, "Well, Jerry, sometimes the people in your life give you stupid suggestions," and that's true. One guy told me at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, he said, why don't you try smoking pot instead, and that way you won't need to drink. Now, fortunately, I've smoked pot enough times. I got sick off it the last time, and I don't want to do it anymore. So I'm not saying that you need to take every single suggestion in your life that every single person says all the time. At the same time, I realize for some people, smoking pot might be a good way to not drink alcohol anymore. I don't know in everyone's business exactly how life should be managed. I know for me that people suggested that I never drink alcohol to start with, and then for most of the time I drank for about 10 years, they kept suggesting I stop drinking. And I kept not taking their suggestions. What has given me a really happy life today is that when the people around me make suggestions, whether it's comments on this video or Steam It, I mostly am reading comments just on Steam It today, or whether it's my wife or my dad's passed away, my mother, my family, my friends, I try and take suggestions seriously today, because often the people that love me are able to see what I need to fix my problems better than I can see it myself. I bet you've had this same experience with someone else too. In fact, you might be able to look at my life. I hardly have any problems today in my life, which I'm very grateful for. I bet you could look at most people's lives, and if they complain about something, I bet you could give them an immediate fix. Now, whether your fix would work or not, a different story. For example, I have a family member who has a lot of health problems, who continuously goes to the doctor, continuously does the same things over and over, just like me. Most of my adult life continuously complains about the results. And my suggestion, well, you go to the doctor so much, you don't seem like you're getting better. Why don't you try stopping going to the doctor? Stop going to the doctor. Stop taking all these medications. Ask your doctor about how to do it safely. Stop going to the doctor. Stop taking medications. And by going often, I mean several appointments every week. Just stop going. Quit going. Quit taking all your medications with the help of your doctor. They may tell you you can't get off it. Ask for a different opinion. Just try stopping all of it. Try eating healthy. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and some herbs and spices. Try eating like that. Try sleeping, getting enough sleep, maybe finding somewhere to get help with this, some natural relief center. Why don't you try that? Just test it to see how it works. Now, from my point of view, that is likely, based on my own personal results, to probably have a very positive impact on 80% of that family member's health problems. Because from what I've seen, going to the doctor over and over and taking medication over and over, often the more you do, it gets worse and worse and worse. The irony is you get sicker and sicker and sicker the more you keep going to the doctor. And I'll talk more about that later. But that seems to be the at least outside looking in. And yet the family member continues exact same thing. Won't try that. Gonna continue to have faith that if I just keep going to the doctor, just keep doing what they tell me, it'll get better. And what happens? It's always a new sickness. It's always a new problem. And it's always the assumption that going to the doctor is gonna fix it. And there's never, for years now, there's never any recovery. There's never any time getting better. It's always more sickness. You see, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you're gonna get the same results. You gotta at least try something new. If you don't like how things are now, you gotta try something new. You gotta do it a new way if you wanna get new results. I've tried eating a whole new way and I've gotten a lot better results out of it. And yet, I only was inspired to start that by taking suggestions. My uncle suggested I start eating different if I wanted to lose weight and keep it off the rest of my life and reduce the odds of me getting in that doctor cycle and having all these cancers and problems throughout my life. I tried that suggestion, even though it meant eating vegan, no meat, no animal products like cheese, dairy. Do you think that was something I just thought would be a good time? No. I tried it just to test it out, and guess what? I feel really good today. My body absolutely loves eating like this. These snacks like this with, this has like it has like nuts in it. Dates, nuts, chocolate chips, and almonds and walnuts. And this, it's beans. Is this the best snack in the world because it's been cooked with oil? Sure, there's always ways for improvement. What I've learned is that taking suggestions from others leads to all the results I'm struggling for in my life. Just this video format is a suggestion. The hard part is realizing that often other people can better see how I can get what I want than I can. To see that I'm often blind. And I'm grateful today. I trust the other people in my life. My wife gives me suggestions and I used to brush them off. Today, if my wife suggests I do it a certain way, then I do it most of the time. Like yesterday, my wife suggested 45 minutes before my daughter's bedtime that we start getting ready and leave the family party we were at. And I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay right up until the last minute. But I took my wife's suggestion. I told her, I'm not ready to go yet, but I bet you're right. I'll just do what you've suggested anyway. And guess what? My wife's suggestion was dead on. Exactly right. The timing was exactly right. I trusted my wife's suggestion. I got a happy family out of it. A wife happy that I did what she asked me. A daughter who was ready to go to bed right when we were in the position to put her to bed. Only had a couple minutes of crying in the bathtub. When I didn't take people's suggestions in my life, I consistently suffered the same consequences over and over again. Today, one of the ordinary superpowers I have in my life, I take suggestions. Do you think I felt comfortable going to find a counselor after my wife, my mother, and several friends and family suggested I go get a counselor? No, I didn't want to go get a counselor and spend money on it, but I did, and I'm really happy because I've been learning some amazing simple tactics from the counselor, a psychotherapist, who helps me stay on top of my moods. Simple things like looking straight ahead instead of looking down off to the right or the left. If I want to pull myself out of a mood, look straight ahead, look up. Watch for that tendency to look down and to the right and move my eyes out of those positions if I want to get out of the mood. That's the value I get out of taking suggestions. I'm grateful. Another counselor that I know, I'm not taking sessions with him, but he's a friend that I see at AA. He told me, he said, one of the things that you're doing really well, you take suggestions. When people suggest something, you actually do it. Now, I don't try, if someone said you should jump off a bridge, I'm not going to go jump off a bridge. But most people's suggestions are given out of love. And I hope the suggestions I've made here are given out of love. I hope the examples I've shown are given out of my life experience, both being on the receiving end of suggestions and not taking them and taking them, and seeing the results as I give suggestions in my life. The people that take them tend to be pretty happy. The people who don't take the suggestions I make that are shared out of love and tend to do the same things tend to keep being miserable in the same ways. And I call, and I love them, and I listen to them share the exact same thing they've struggled with for 10 or 15 years. And most of the time, I don't beat them over the head with a suggestion. But when they ask, I'm going to give them the truth, even if it's uncomfortable. What you're doing is making it worse. If you want to make it better, here's how you go about it. So thank you for giving me the courage today to sit down in this conference room in the Embassy Suites, to try a video in a different format, to show that most of the day I'm pretty calm and relaxed. I don't have to shout at you to get my point across. I love you. You're awesome. Would you continue giving me suggestions, especially on Steam It? That's the main place I read the comments. I suggest, if you haven't signed up on steamit.com yet, to join me on Steam It, because I can actually pay you to make comments on steamit.com. That's an amazing social media website. I love you. You're awesome. Thank you very much for enjoying this with me. I hope you have a wonderful day today. I hope the camera recorded all this.